Journalist and author Ray Suarez is well known to public radio and television audiences. He was host of NPR's Talk of the Nation and the monthly show America Abroad. For 14 years, he was one of the hosts of the PBS NewsHour. Suarez, who was the commencement speaker at Kalamazoo College this weekend, left PBS last year and is now the host of Al Jazeera America's Inside Story.
We are Al Jazeera America, a 24-hour news network seen just in the United States and meant to be a domestic competitor to MSNBC, Fox, and CNN.
What sort of things do you think viewers would see on Al Jazeera America, assuming they haven't had the opportunity to try it, that they would not see on CNN, MSNBC, or the Fox News Channel?
Well, if you like real news, you'll like Al Jazeera America. It's a serious place to do original reporting, in-depth and unbiased, and it really has no political agenda, has no lens through which it regards the world. It's just a straight-ahead news organization. You're likely to see a lot more international coverage than I think the American services are doing, but also at the same time, a very careful attention to what's going on domestically. Al Jazeera America has opened bureaus all over the United States, so there are Al Jazeera America crews and correspondents everywhere, in the South, in the West, in the Midwest. We're the only one of the 24-hour news channels with a fully-fledged bureau in Detroit, another one in New Orleans, covering the evolving situation in those two cities and in the more predictable and usually well-staffed places like Los Angeles and Chicago and New York as well. So we're trying to cover the stories that everybody covers, but in a slightly different way, and also cover different stories from the ones that the big guys are covering right now.
Now, we're speaking on Tuesday. I believe it was last night that you covered the issue of student debt, and that seems quite timely because you're about to come and give a commencement address at a private school where many of the students have had to take out large loans in order to attend. Having just kind of dove into this issue somewhat, what would you want to say to these students and other students that have to now turn around and pay these bills after they graduate?
That I know what they're up against, that I really want them to think about their educations not just in financial terms. Yes, they've just swallowed a big gulp. And for many of them, that's going to mean years where they're paying off that educational bill. But if they look at it just in terms of dollars and cents, they'll be making a mistake, because part of the reason to get an education, this isn't just a fancy trade school. Kalamazoo College is not a trade school. You didn't just go to get training for the workforce. You went also to become a person who, through the value of your education, knows where he or she fits in the world, understands the world that's coming down the pike, so life won't be a series of nasty surprises, but will happen with you rather than to you. You won't constantly be bewildered or unable to make sense of the times that you live in. That's part of what we get an education for, I hope, not just for an enhanced paycheck. And that's part of what I'll be telling them on Sunday.
So if one of those students who is graduating from Kalamazoo College is listening to you talk on Sunday, and they're thinking about going into a career in journalism, are there some things that you would advise them? Are there some things that you think they should be aware of before they take that step in this day and age?
Only half jokingly, I always begin my answer to that question the same way, which is my best piece of advice is have a really good plan B. Today, in 2014, there are fewer people making a living as journalists in the United States than in the year 2000. And when you think about how much more content and how many more ways to transmit content there are now than there used to be, the fact that there are fewer people able to make a living in journalism is a sobering thing to anybody who wants to devote their life to this work. And it's a wonderful life. It's good work. It's important work. A democracy needs information like a body needs oxygen. So on that score, nothing changes. You know, it's always been important work, and it always will be important work. But whether it's work that can sustain you, help you live out your material dreams, help you be employed in a sustained fashion over the long haul, whether journalism is going to be the thing that you'll be able to do always, those are open questions for a lot of people.
Ray Suarez is the host of Al Jazeera America's Inside Story. He will deliver the commencement address at Kalamazoo College on Sunday. It begins at 1 o'clock on the campus quad. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.